We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We welcome in now national champion, head coach of the LSU Tigers, Ed Ogeron. And coach, thank you so much for joining us. And you guys start your camp tomorrow. What does that entail?
You know, it's we call it football school. And we have an hour meeting with them. We'll go over our installation. This will be about the fourth time that we've done our installation. But every time you go over it, you know, the freshmen learn, the varsity learn, and then we're going to go out and have a walk-through practice. No running. But we will be able to do some things that we haven't been able to do yet, like as opposed to like going team, guys taking the snap, offensive line coming off the ball in a walk-through manner. So it's more like practice, but it's slowed up just like a walkthrough. And we're all going to wear a mask. We're going to practice inside, and everybody will have a mask on to protect our team.
Now, Coach O, well, you've been through many a walkthroughs, but it surely has to be different. I think you just got off the field and having a walkthrough. Just talk about how hungry the team is and maybe how you have to dial them back, considering it's a walkthrough. But the one thing I know about walkthroughs, I've been around a number of players. Sometimes they don't get it in the meeting room, and they almost have to visualize it and kind of, even if it's a walkthrough, go through the refs and their assignment where it becomes second nature.
Bobby, you're exactly right. We're going to have to coach hard tomorrow because I know they're ready to go. These guys are fired up. You know, the thing I like about this football team, they're very athletic. They're very fast. They're in good shape. And they're young. They're eager. There's a lot of great players that left this football team. So we got a hungry football team. So tomorrow I'm going to make sure that the tempo is walked through. I'm going to slow it down. And then we'll have time to go full speed. But it won't be tomorrow. Tomorrow's more or less a teaching day.
Now, Coach O, how challenging it is for you, I guess for you and Coach Mobbitt and also the nutritional staff, when you got these big men, these huge men. I mean, you know, back when you were playing, it was unusual to have a 300-pound lineman. Where now, if you don't have a 300-pound lineman, you don't even look at him because guys are that big and they're that fast and how they can move. But then you could at times maybe be a little too big. So when you look at a body type and a player, I know you had commented, well, you look at Tyler Shelvin and his ability. But how challenging that is. And to monitor a player's weight and their diet and all that, it just seems like it'd be different dealing with this pandemic, maybe it's the past season, where you can almost help them burn those calories, but it could be a little different this day and age.
Yeah, the pandemic hurt a couple of guys. I'll give you an example. But let's take Apu Aiku, for example. He came in as a slim 390. He's down to 330 right now. So he's done everything that he's supposed to do. He's lost 60 pounds. He looks great. So I'm proud of him. Glenn Logan, after the pandemic, was like 335. He's down close to 315 right now. So that's good. That's a good weight for him. Tyler still has a way to go. But here's where now that I'm on the field, I can coach him and I help with the defensive line. And I'll call it a little motivation. The guys that need to lose weight will get a little bit more motivation for me now that I can coach them.
Now, Coach O, how about on the flip side, that when you're trying to put weight on, and obviously you want to put muscle on, and it seems like Coach Mobbitt does a great job with that. You know, we talked about Miles Brennan and how, you know, just his body type and make it up for that. So, really, you got both end of the spectrum, where you might want players to lose a few pounds, but also maybe some players to get a little more muscle bound and get stronger.
That's why, Bobby, it's so good. We fought during the COVID for them to go home to be with us because they get three meals a day. They get a snack at night. They get nutrition. They get protein drinks after practice. They can come get them all day. And sometimes when they go home, obviously, you know, they don't have all those meals prepared for them. So we lost a little bit of that. But, you know, we don't have that many guys that need to gain weight. I think we have a couple of corners that are gaining weight and playing better. But overall, I'm pleased with that part of the team.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. And, Coach, have you seen Miles Brennan's workout with the logs? He's cutting down trees. It's like Rocky when he's taking on Drago, man.
I love it. I saw that today, man. Hey, that's great by his parents. You know, that's called want to. You know what I mean? And that's going to pay off for Miles. Now, I believe in Miles. And, boy, what a great opportunity he has. But I also believe in Max. Also believe in TJ. It's going to be one battle in fall camp. I can't wait to see it.
You know, Coach, it would be like those summer jobs, old school, whether you had a shovel in your hand at a telco or you were shoveling shrimp at the shrimp shed in Grand Isle. And boy, it's like you almost can't wait to go back to college when you're doing those type of works to get in shape.
Yeah, I always made my best grades when I came out of the shrimp shed. I promise you that.
Coach, so here we are. Yeah, close to the end of July, and the SEC is scheduled to make their decision about a full schedule or what have you. But I think I'm going to get the same answer. You guys are going to be prepared to play whatever the schedule they decide. And how much have you talked to your team about that possibility of playing either a conference schedule or full schedule?
Yes. Hey, Christian, that's a good question. You know what? Here's an opportunity. You know, every day you have an opportunity to exercise mental toughness. Every day, whether you're running, working out, going to the grocery store, whatever it may be. And I talked to our team about blocking out the noise. My TV has not been on in 5 weeks. Okay? I'm not listening to anything about whether we're going to play. I'm going for September 5th. We got 95% of our team right now that's working out to play from September 5th. Now, if they deal us another hand, we're going to be ready. But the last thing you can do is have your team with their hands down, not prepared, back off in the summer, and then you got to tell them, okay, now we are playing, let's go full speed. I think that we're going to use that advantage, that mental tough advantage during the season, and it's going to pay off for us.
Now, and Coach O, when you think about it, the LSU Tigers are the national champs. So whether you're dealing with a pandemic or not, it's like, can we handle our business? I mean, and the responsibility that comes with that. And you know the expectations. And I think you'll have the players ready because, listen, we don't know what the season. It might be a late season. It might be on time. But, you know, the bottom line is that, hey, if they tell us where to show, we're going to show up and be ready. And I think you realize the responsibility when you're coming off a national championship that much is given, much is required to be able to achieve that.
No question. I know I told the coaching staff this year that we have to do our best job coaching, and we will. And I'll give you an example. Our coaches during the COVID, we have broken down every team we're going to play. We have a game plan. We have installation throughout the camp. All cards are made. All scripts are made. Our guys are coaching their tails off right now. Our players are working hard. We just came off the field today from a conditioning, and I told the coach, I don't see how you can ask these guys to work any harder. So, Bobby, you're right. We have that mindset. But I think that mindset is also stemming from some new guys that are eager to prove themselves.
Coach, can you give us an example of who are one or two of those guys? It leads me right into that question. One or two of those guys that are eager to prove themselves.
Yeah, Andre Anthony. You know, we moved from a 3-4 to a 4-3. He's been here since senior year. He's probably going to start for us at end. Then you got Jaquelin Roy and Jacoby Guillory. Those two are possible first-round picks if they do what they're supposed to do. B.J. Ujulari, Phillip Webb, those guys are running and in shape. So it's going to be interesting to see all those guys. You got Liam. Liam's coming up. We're going to try him at center. Although he's a graduate transfer, this guy's eager to prove himself. You got Miles Brennan. He's eager to prove himself. Chris Curry, Racy McMath, Eric Gilbert. It's all over the board. These guys are eager. And the thing that they did, they watched this championship team And I wish you guys could have seen their eyes when they got those three rings. You talk about motivation. But everybody got those three rings, and those freshmen didn't get it. And they all stood behind and said, Coach, we're going to work to get that. So it's a great motivation, the way we played last year, and these guys want to carry it on.
Coach, I view you as a, you know, as tough as a Waffle House steak, and I'm curious to know what you think about Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. getting in the ring. Would you get in the ring with either one of those guys, and for how much?
He can hang with him.
No. I'd be glad to watch it, though.
You wouldn't step in the ring with a 53-year-old and 51-year-old Mike Tyson and Roy Jones?
Christian, Coach O's 58, 59, but I tell you, he can hang with Mike Tyson better than we could. I know that.
That's a mean joke.
Coach, would you watch that though? Are you interested in that? Mike Tyson at 53 versus Roy Jones Jr.?
Yeah, I took up boxing, man, so I like it. You know, and it's just learning the technique, and I got a great trainer. I go 3 times a week, 2 hours a night. I love it. It's been good, especially, you know, I got some free time now, so it's been good for me to help me lose weight. But I'm not ready to get in that ring against anybody, I promise.
Well, Coach O, how important it is, you know, people might think that it doesn't make a difference. But if you lead by example and the players see that you're in shape, I'm not saying you headbutting them, but all of a sudden they see your work ethic versus you just sitting behind your desk. To me, that makes a difference, and players can relate to that, especially the young ones.
You're right. No, every coach has his own style, and my style is hands-on, players, coach. They see me running around campus. I like to work out. They know it. I'm in the weight room working out. So, hey, they understand if the head coach is going to be in shape, they better be in shape because we're going to have some great practice.
Coach, right now, it's still up in the air whether high school sports will happen in the fall, in particular football. And as a guy that coaches at the collegiate level, how important is it for those high school players to have an opportunity, in particular their senior years?
It's very important. Now, I do hope in the state of Louisiana that we do play. Now, it's not my decision, obviously, but I would vote to play. There's a lot of young men that worked hard all summer. There's a lot of young men that are going to earn scholarships, but it's their senior year. Bobby, can you imagine your senior year? We didn't play. We wouldn't have won a state championship.
We wouldn't have won a state championship, but you would have got a scholarship and I wouldn't. I probably would have been there to work with Mr. Melvin Guitreau's offshore, you know. So you talk about right place, right time. I know about a senior year. And come on. Babe, talk about a late bloomer. Hey, no. Yeah. You were a man at 15 years old. I didn't even have a hair on my body. I mean, you know, when I look back at that. I mean, I was like 5'8", 115. I went to 6'2", 190. So I know how important that senior year is. So, yeah, I don't know. If it's a late start, or if somehow you can get their senior season in, if you're starting in October, are you starting on time, or you playing spring football, that would be the last measure. But I think it's utmost important because a lot of individuals, it's kind of almost do or die for them. You might say the high school experience, but you'll have a handful of players can make all the difference in the world as they move on.
That's right. It changes lives. It gives them an education. I do believe that we should all compete to play with the player's safety in mind. And I do believe it can get done. I'm a firm believer. We're in good health here. We have one person sick right now, and that's it. And they're in quarantine, and we're doing a good job. I think we're giving our guys the best care available. Our players feel safe. They feel like they're getting the best care. They're going out there and practice with their mask on. We feel good about what we're doing. And I do believe that we can have fans in the stands. I do believe that we can play a football season and we have to fight through this.
Coach, how many times in your entire career as a coach where you watched somebody or scouted somebody, a kid as a junior, and you thought, maybe not for him here at this particular school. But then all of a sudden, his senior year, you watch that tape and you go, whoa, wait a minute. So you see the growth.
All the time. I can name you 15 to 20 young men that I worked about my career that we offered scholarships, and they became great players, you know, all the time. And if they don't play, we're losing out on that, you know what I'm saying? So most of the decisions have been made in recruiting right now, but we missed out, especially in Louisiana, because there's always diamonds in the rough. I mean, every time we go out, we find out guys that we want to offer. We get players. Look, Lloyd Cushenberry, Todd Harris, those guys were some of the last guys offered. And Duke Riley, those guys became some of our best football players.
Now, Coach O, when you look at the Southland Conference, they decided that they're playing, and I think that's the right decision. You know, the difference between canceling a season or postponing, but they decided to play. And I know, but that's a big feather in their cap. You know, you were fortunate to have an opportunity, even if it was 1 year at Nicholls State. And I know Nicholls State, they said, boy, can we go to Tiger Stadium, the 2020 right. season? So just talk about from that aspect. And I know you think beyond LSU and how important it is for the whole state and the universities and how they depend on those big games in the revenue.
That's right. That's one of the things when I came here. And Burge Arsberry does a great job of scheduling. I said, hey, let's schedule as many state schools as we can, because I know what the money means. And also, you know, probably that takes care of their budget for most of the year, I would assume. I don't know that. But also, those guys, man, they didn't get recruited by LSU. Hey, Northwestern came here last year. For the first 15 minutes, they played their best football. Okay, so, you know, it's a great opportunity to play in Tiger Stadium, but it also helps the economy of the school and their budget. That's the reason we wanted to do it.
How much, Coach, how much impact is or how much input has Scott Woodward, the athletic director, leaned on you for about, the possibility of fans in the stands and the health and safety of the players? How much have y'all talked?
Yeah, we talk two or three times a day. Now, he tells me, you know what I mean, what's he thinking. I don't suggest much or nothing like that, but he's informed me. He's well-informed. People in the SEC respect him. He knows what he's doing. Now, he'll come give me a couple of updates and say, I think this is going to happen. I think this is going to happen. But really, Christian, right now, nobody knows. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think it's time to start making decisions. But I do believe that they're trying to push it back as far as they can to see if the spike goes down.
Right.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron. Coach, once again, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. And hopefully we'll have Tiger football this fall and across the SEC and across the country.
And now, and Junior. Junior, you know what? I'm looking at you. It seems like I'm definitely getting older, but you're getting younger. I mean, I gotta grab that tiger by the tail.
Hey, next time I go to New Orleans, I'm calling you. We're going to jog on the Riverwalk, big boy.
Okay. You might be jogging. I might be a fast walk, a fast pace.
All right, man. All right, talk to you again.
All right,
later. Go Tigers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.